Dr. Ishmael, ISMAIL, Interventional Cardiology, dictating office visit on Yolanda Marshall, date service 1-15-2013. Patient date of birth is 1-16-1969. The patient is 43-year-old female who's here today for follow-up after being discharged recently from St. Agnes Hospital, where she presented with chest pain, atypical chest pain. Patient has multiple risk factors including diabetes, mellitus, hypertension, and dyslipidemia. Workup at the hospital ruled out acute coronary syndrome. Also, PE was ruled out. With the CT of the thorax. Patient was discharged in a stable condition to be followed up by her primary care physician. And for outpatient stress test. And follow up with us for outpatient stress test. Since discharge, patient had no further symptoms. She does her daily activity without limitation, no orthopnea, PND, or leg swelling, no palpitation, no syncope or near syncope symptoms, and no further chest pain. Current medication, please refer to current listed medication in the patient chart. Next item, past medical history, remarkable for diabetes mellitus. Type 2 hypertension. Dyslipidemia and history of bronchial asthma. Social history patient does smoke 2 to 3 cigarettes a day. No history of alcohol abuse or drug abuse. She does have, next item, family history. Patient has history of coronary artery disease in her mother, who underwent coronary artery bypass grafting. History of hypertension in her mother and daughter. History of peripheral arterial disease in her daughter. History of diabetes mellitus. Repeating family history, patient has history of coronary artery disease in her mother, who has coronary artery bypass grafting, history of hypertension in her mother, history of peripheral arterial disease in the family, history of diabetes mellitus in her mother. Next item, review systems, constitutionals, no fever, chills, weight loss, night sweats, HCNT, no hearing loss or visual changes, cardiovascular, as mentioned above, respiratory, she has history of bronchial asthma, gastrointestinal, no diarrhea or constipation, hematologic, no bleeding disorder, CNS, no history of CVA, musculoskeletal, no history of rheumatic heart disease or rheumatic fever, no history of rheumatoid arthritis, skin, no rashes, EKG reveals normal sinus rhythm with no significant SGT changes. Next item, cardiovascular assessment and plan, number one. Atypical chest pain in a patient with multiple risk factors, including diabetes and hypertension. We will proceed with exercise stress test with system EB for further evaluation. The patient echocardiogram performed at the hospital reveals normal left ventricular systolic function with no remarkable findings. Number two, history of hypertension, diabetes, dyslipidemia. Patient continues to follow up with her primary care physician, Dr. Aquino, A-Q-U-I-N-O. For follow up on her other medical problems, including diabetes, hypertension, and asthma. Third, patient was noted to have hyperdense liver lesion. Which could be concerning for hemangioma or hypervascular tumor. The patient will be followed up by a primary care physician for further evaluation on this liver pathology. The patient was informed about that, and she understands about the importance of follow-up. Number next, the patient was counseled about smoking cessation and encouraged to quit smoking. Number next, is to bronchial asthma, follow-up with her primary care physician. Please send a copy of this report to the patient's primary care physician, Dr. Aquino, A-Q-U-I-N-O. Address 7633 Jefferson, Detroit, Michigan 48214. Patient will be seen for follow-up in the next few weeks with the results of stress test. This is indication on Yolanda Marshall, the Dr. Ishmael Interventional Cardiology. Indication, thank you.